SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. An appeals court allowing President Trump to keep control of National Guard troops he deployed to L.A. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Thursday's decision halts a ruling from a lower court judge who found President Trump acted illegally by activating the soldiers over opposition from California Governor Gavin Newsom. The deployment was the first by a president of a state National Guard without the governor's permission since 1965, and the court case could have wider implications on the president's power to deploy soldiers within the United States. Mr. Trump argued the troops were necessary to restore order, but Governor Newsom said that the move inflamed tensions and usurped local authority. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Controversy Thursday at Dodger Stadium. The L.A. Dodgers telling federal immigration agents to leave the stadium grounds after they arrived at a parking lot near one of the gates. The team says the agents requested permission to access the stadium's parking lot. They were denied entry and told to leave. President Trump will decide whether the U.S. gets directly involved in the Iran-Israeli conflict within the next 2 weeks.
The president has been talking about the possibility of joining Israel in strikes against Iran and its nuclear program.
You don't know that I'm going to even do it. You don't know. I may do it. I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows what I'm going to do.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt read a statement from the president.
Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiation that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the president will do what's best for America. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Russia's economy minister, Maxim Reshetnikov, says the country is on the brink of a recession. He delivered that warning earlier Thursday at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. This is SRN News. A huge baseball star subverts the LGBT agenda.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are celebrating Gay Pride Month and recently sent the team out onto the field wearing caps with a rainbow logo on them. Pitcher Clayton Kershaw responded by using a magic marker to write the words Genesis 9, 12 through 16 right next to the logo on his cap. Those verses describe how God established the rainbow as a marker of his covenant with Noah and all living creatures on earth after the flood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge blocking the Trump administration from limiting passport gender markers for many transgender people. This means such people who are without a passport or need to apply for one can request a male, female, or X identification marker. In an executive order signed in January, the president limited gender identification in federal documents to male or female only. This is SRN News. Ground had been broken in Virginia for the rebuilding of one of the nation's oldest black churches. Thursday's Juneteenth ceremony was at Colonial Williamsburg, a museum that owns the land where the church had stood. Now, First Baptist Church of Williamsburg officially established itself in 1776. Its free and enslaved congregants erected the first meeting house in 1805. The building, destroyed by a tornado then in 1834. Museum uncovered the brick foundation in 2020 and reconstructed church will open next year. Google facing a big setback in its attempt to overturn a multi-billion dollar European Union antitrust penalty involving Android. That after a top court legal advisor sided with regulators, saying Google's appeal just would be dismissed. More details at srnnews.com.